Hello.
Hello.
Talk about destroying things and trying to make things work. It's another day in paradise, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. But actually, we do have a certain guest with us today in another country. Can you introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Daryl.
Ah, ça va, ça va.
Je suis au Paris, France.
Nice. You butchered French, by the way. All the French people, your door is going to get knocked down, and all the French people who heard you speak that.
Oh, right, man, now. It was worse when I was in Dublin. I was just, like, copying Irish accents. Like Ellie,
that's so.
Ellie said I was going to get all of us kicked out of Ireland.
Were you doing it on purpose?
I was doing it on purpose, absolutely. Okay. But there were some times where I just started talking, and it was a lot of, like, it just came out naturally just because I heard it on the radio a lot.
Yeah, you'll end up conforming how people speak. It's not gonna stop. Like in Quebec, we could make the Quebecer accent pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was your first impressions of Ireland?
They drive on the wrong side of the road on the wrong side of the car.
That's not good, eh?
Oh man, it was terrifying.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
Probably like half an hour or so.
Nice.
But that's good. It was also a manual car because nobody drives automatic there.
Oh, really?
Nobody?
Mm-hmm. Nobody. You're rich and famous if you drive an automatic.
an automatic. So my question is, was it like that episode of Naruto, where the guy got confused on which body movements he had to use, you know? Like his ear would move his hand and his foot would move his nose, and then he learned how to fight again.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that one?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So in the first season, the Soundwave guy disoriented Neji or something like that. Huh. You guys don't remember that one?
No.
Basically, you've had to reorientate the way you view driving in less than half an hour. Were you afraid that you were going to crash?
No, I was afraid I would. I almost turned onto a street on the wrong side of the road. Nice. So I made a right onto a two-way street, and I was on the right side where I'm supposed to be on the left, and there was a car right in front of me.
Yeah, but that's not good.
So Europeans like to do this thing where they just stop anywhere. No. They just stop anywhere. They just, you know, get to the side of the road and then hit their hazards, and then they go out and have a coffee or something.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
What time is it right now? What time is it right now in Paris? Gay Paris.
Gay Paris is 1 a.m.
1 a.m. What a trooper! Right now it's 5:03.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Dan told me that you tried to get some Pokemon Go in your life.
It's yes, we are. Is it as crazy as it is in New York and Paris?
I'm just trying not to use my company data.
Well, when your boss hears the podcast, he'll know that you're making sure that you're watching out for the company.
Yeah, he said just keep it under 200 megs, and I'm at like 10, so I think
I'm that's good. That's not bad. Yeah. Now I heard that there's blazing fast internet speeds at cafes. Is this a truth?
Well, you have to get you have to get connected first, and that seems to be my biggest issue, where it's like there is free Wi-Fi basically everywhere, but some of them, they put you through loops and lots of things to do before you can get connected, and it's a pain in the butt.
You have to recite the French National Anthem?
No, you just have to register.
Oh, register, okay. Yeah. So how is the feeling there in France after all of this craziness that's happening there?
Around all the tourist sites, there's a lot of I can't remember what they're called. Gardami or whatever.
Oh, friend guards.
Army, not Amy.
Gardame, Amy.
No. Anyway, it's there's a bunch of them. Just full body armor with like full automatic rifles and everything.
Do you feel safe or do you feel...
I feel safe. I feel safe for them being around. I was telling Tippy, Ellie's sister, that while it's very beautiful here in Paris and there's a lot of history and all that, I'm very happy to live in a more modern city, especially with the fact that I don't have to worry that someone's going to try pickpocketing me all the time.
Oh, it's like one of those old world places, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Like, it's not, even though Paris or France itself is old, it's supposed to be new too, right? There's supposed to be some new developments and whatnot, but there's like the trades of pickpocketing and the trades of prostitution are still kind of
very alive and well. Rampant. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't talk about that
I'm pretty sure the other day I witnessed someone get pickpocketed. Like, some lady went inside some dude's backpack and then ran away. And I was like, wait, what?
Have you heard of Paris Syndrome?
What? Is that different than Stockholm Syndrome?
Here, I'll let you take
a look at that. Paris Syndrome is a transient psychological disorder exhibited by some individuals when visiting or vacationing to Paris. As a result of extreme shock resulting from their finding out that Paris is not what they had expected to be. It's characterized by a number of psychiatric symptoms such as acute delusional states, hallucinations, feelings of persecution.
I haven't been persecuted yet.
Do you don't feel like you're being persecuted?
No.
Huh. Note that there's a Japanese synonym.
Oh, there's a Japanese. What's it?
Yeah. What is Japanese translation?
It's Paris Shokugan. Shokugan. Right? It's most noted among Japanese travelers. So since you're Filipino,
it doesn't translate.
It doesn't translate. Since you're Filipino Canadian, it doesn't translate, eh? But is Paris everything you thought it would be and more?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I enjoy looking at all the architecture and eating all the pastries in the morning.
The pastries in the morning, are they like, you know, €90 a piece?
Yeah, basically.
Really? I was just joking. No, you know, €90 is like $100, right? Like more than that.
I meant 90 cents.
30 cents?
So like a euro?
90 cents. So like a dollar and a half.
$1.50. No. Is it? Our cents. Yeah. A euro is a currency? Is cents a currency in euro?
Yeah, it's a fraction of a euro.
So you got 10 fractions of a euro. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 10 fractions of a euro is 10 cent.
That what they call it, ceni or cent?
I don't know what they call it. I'm pretty sure they say cent, even though it's like multiple is an S at the end.
You sure it's not song?
90 cents.
The sou. French, en français, is le sou. Sou.
I don't know, man.
Have you had any croissants?
Did you have any croissants?
I have had croissants every morning so far.
Delicious.
Wow.
Did you butter those croissants?
No, they come buttered.
Le beurre.
Oh, about, so good.
How about toast? Or French toast? You guys call it toast. Yeah. That's a good one.
I haven't asked, and I'll be honest. I'm too afraid to ask if they're going to serve me French toast.
You should do it before you go. Your last day.
No, I'm not doing that.
Sir, how would you like your toast, sir? I'll have mine French style. You know, your national dish, French toast.
So what you're saying is when you go to Belgium, you're going to ask for Belgium waffles?
Yeah, and when I go to London, I'm going to have London keys. I don't know what that means.
I did have some French fries. I mean, freedom fries.
Did you have freedom fries there?
Is that what they call them there?
Did you have Viva la Revolution fries?
Well, they're just called
fries.
Frites.
Frites.
Yeah.
Would you dare to call them chips?
I don't think so. I think it's wrong to call them chips here in France.
It is
wrong. In Ireland, they were called chips.
So in Ireland, what did you have? Did you have any local dishes aside from the Guinness?
I had a Guinness like stew, and it was fantastic.
Did you have a Guinness World Record?
I did not have a Guinness World Record. All right. I don't know what kind of dish that is.
Neither do I. I was just thinking what the Guinness is. So you had a Guinness stew, and I saw Ellie's Instagram with bangers and mash, kind of like
Ellie put bangers in her mouth.
Pretty good.
It's not
pretty...
the bangers and mash. I'm gonna
try the only. Oh, sorry. It's called a full Irish breakfast, and it comes with sausage, eggs, black and white pudding, and bacon.
That's delicious. So how about
and toast? Yeah,
I was
French toast,
beans. No, regular toast.
Irish toast.
Oh, you know what? You know what's pretty good in Ireland? Anything that comes from a cow. So like the butter was on point, was on fleek, as the kids say.
Was it lit?
Yeah, the butter was lit.
The butter was lit. Yum.
So it was so lit it melted all over my bread.
Did you have? I forget what it called.
Did you when you were there in the hotel? Was it like nonstop Irish Spring soap?
yeah, you mean spring soap, right?
Oh, because you're in Ireland. Oh man. Yeah, so, but are you seeing, aside from that, in Ireland and in France, did you see a lot of Pokemon Go players?
Honestly, at least here in France, I'm just trying not to get stabbed or, like, robbed.
Well, I think he's got Paris syndrome.
I've got a bit of Paris syndrome.
What's the psychological disorder of... Delusion. You're delusional if you think you're going to get stabbed in Paris. Wait, is it because you're Filipino, like you're brown? Do you feel a little bit of look at this brown person walking around in gay party?
Well, we're walking around with Ellie's cousin, with Ellie's sister.
Yeah,
and she has two little girls, and her son is a teenager now, and every time we go out in public, I tell them try not to open their mouth because it can be a target. We can be targeted.
You got Paris syndrome.
No,
yeah.
Brother,
we
remember,
love you, but you have
do you
Paris
not,
syndrome.
hey, do you not remember like Discovery Channel had that series on like pickpockets and everything?
Oh, you mean what's that series? It's like Crime City
like
or something like that?
Street Magicians or something like that?
Magicians.
David Blaine.
Something stupid. Anyway. Or, even better. Remember when we went to the Philippines?
Well, that's the Philippines.
No, hang on.
Have you vomited yet?
When we went to the Philippines. Hang on, shut up. Remember when we went to the Philippines and then Mom went to that like giant street marketplace?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they warned her, like, don't look people in the eyes because they might hypnotize you. Do you not remember that conversation?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's going to happen here too.
I mean, I don't think Quasimodo is going to come down out of Notre Dame and hypnotize you.
No.
And then you'll be stuck.
Quasimodo's going to hypnotize me, and then I'm going to start seeing gargoyles running around.
And you're going to...
It's like, wow, he sounds like Jason Alexander.
did you guys go to Notre Dame yet?
We saw the outside of it, but we did not go inside because it looked like a lot of people.
Did you go down into the sewers yet?
No. We went to the Louvre, and that's basically it.
That's it? That's all you did?
Is Notre Dame
Paris, at least
still functioning? Is that what the
yeah? It's still it's still a church, right?
Uh-huh. It's more of a tourist attraction now, because you have to pay to get in.
But what if you want to go to church? Do you show your Catholic card? Is that
I don't know. You're a registered Catholic. Do you have a Catholic card?
I do, actually. I carry it around with me all the time.
Yeah? Does it also denote how much money you've donated?
No. It's actually only written up in heaven, so...
Oh.
Yeah, they don't show that. Us mortal beings will never know.
St. Peter?
Yeah.
He's got your number?
St. Pete.
St. Pete? Because he's pretty chill?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I know I'm on vacation, but have you guys watched Stranger Things?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it yet.
Come out?
I've
seen you watched already like 6 episodes.
Yeah, I know. It's July 15th.
So like 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But Kuya, just think X-Files mixed with the movie Super 8 with the kids.
Yeah.
And a bit of like Dungeons and Dragons in it too.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
Netflix original.
Oh, really?
That's why. It's got Winona Ryder in it.
Spock's mom. That's awesome. Does she look old in it?
She looks fairly middle-aged, but she plays a mom, so.
That makes a lot of sense. Winona Ryder is no longer the it girl.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you'll never know. Unless you watch this show.
So what's new with you guys on the other side of the pond?
Well, we're watching a lot of anime.
Mm-hmm.
We were
on the big screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no other way. There's really no other way. Right now, we're enjoying the ReZero, and we've been having discussions on what the Japanese... anime goer or the genre of isekai.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's why we're gonna talk about it. So isekai is basically transported to another world. I like to denote it as Spirited Away, type of mm-hmm. Spirited Away. But Darian basically knows the full history. What is isekai?
Basically, the premise is a person from our world ends up being transported to what they would call a parallel world. And in that parallel world, it's very fantasy-like. I would compare it to the Chronicles of Narnia, where like it's a... really a fantasy world instead of how what was your example?
Spirited Away.
Yeah. Where that's
what mostly parallel universe
spirit type things.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say Spirited Away she was in technically a parallel universe anyways, a parallel world?
Well, the genre of isekai involves a parallel world as seen in MMOs and RPGs.
Oh, I see. That
those types of parallel worlds.
So if anyone's watched Log Horizon...
Or like, yeah. I still wouldn't call Log Horizon that because they already know the world.
Oh, okay.
Whereas
so they had to learn the world.
Yeah. And that's going to become very abundant.
So like, what about Digimon? Coming. Is that the same?
That would be Isekai,
yeah. Yeah. I think it's really a cool...
Wait, which came first, Monster Ranchers or Digimon?
I think Digimon came first.
Okay, because Monster Ranchers is basically the same thing.
Yeah, that'd be that too.
Yeah, Monster Ranchers and...
Teleporting to another world.
Yeah.
They were transferred into
another world. There's one called Mare?
Mare?
I believe.
Moo.
No, Mare.
Mochi?
It was by the guy who wrote Flame of Recca.
Flame of Recca, oh man.
At least I believe that's an isekai.
Yeah. So there's it's kind of crazy because they ReZero beginning from the starting from zero or life from zero or something like that. basically the hero is in a tracksuit. So I thought that was a very weird character design for the hero. And then Darian showed me
another anime called Konosuba. And basically, it's basically the same as ReZero, minus all the suffering.
All the death and suffering.
And it came the season before it.
Yeah.
And what brought attention to ReZero was they thought that it would be as fun and really entertaining as Konosuba.
But it's not. Really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of...
And the main character in Konosuba also wears a tracksuit.
Yeah. So the tracksuit apparently has its
connotation
of a neat. We're going really deep in Japanese.
Neat meaning not employed, educated, or in the trades.
So.
I see.
Yeah. So basically leechers.
Yeah.
Of the Japanese society.
And they wear tracksuits all day.
not to exercise.
So not to exercise, just because.
What?
It's not the same as the the Slovakian tracksuits or the Czech Republic tracksuits.
Yeah, but they use those tracksuits because they actually do play in their soccer leagues, right? Like,
or they just like to squat and hold cigarettes.
Yeah, that too. No, but the Japanese tracksuit is more like they don't do anything but be a shut-in.
Yeah. And it's comfy to be in.
And yeah.
And they just wear it all day.
No, I feel like I could do that.
It's very comfy.
Yeah, to be in a tracksuit all day? I don't doubt it. No, that's basically what's consumed some of the time this weekend. And of course, I've been waiting for Pokemon Go for the freaking longest time to be released in Canada. So I didn't know if it would reset or reboot everybody's Pokemon.
Like their progress.
Progress, and it doesn't.
You log in with your...
Yeah.
With Google.
You log in with Google, so it doesn't negate your progress, or reset your progress, so it's pretty good. Lucky for everybody, but I did not want to take that risk, so basically I spent the last 2 weeks...
I was okay with taking that risk.
Yeah.
I just couldn't be bothered to go ahead and make an American iTunes account
and go through the
sign out and sign in and all that. Yeah. I couldn't be bothered.
No, but I think it's a pretty slick app right now. I have caught an Eevee, a Bulbasaur, a Shellder, and an Oddish, and a Rattata.
Did you get that Venomoth?
No. My app crashed before I could catch Venomoth, so I was kind of mad.
So are we going to have, like, Pokewalks?
Yeah.
Yeah. The third Imbangium brother, wants to go to the... He's like, you want to go to Northeast? I heard there's a Charizard.
Yeah, Charizard, Blastoise.
The Charizard and Blastoise is in the Northeast right now.
And apparently... What is it? Prince's Island Park?
Prince's Island, yeah.
Is like super active. Yeah, super active.
There's a Magikarp pound.
Until like 3 a.m. Which is crazy.
Yeah, all those videos about people running around and trying to get a Vaporeon. Did you see that one in New York?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine when Mewtwo comes.
Yeah, when Mewtwo comes and we have to battle Mewtwo.
And we're going to fly there.
Yeah, we're flying to New York to get Mewtwo.
Can one Times of you Square. Explain to me what else there is to do aside from, like, catching Pokemon?
They're working on battling.
Well, right now there's gyms, right?
There's gyms, yeah. If you looked at the... or if you watched the trailer, they made an emphasis on the trading and battling. So yeah. That's likely to be coming.
So the gyms right now is the three factions of Abnegation.
No.
I'm just joking.
Blue, red, and yellow being
Pokemon Mystic, Blue, Pokemon Valor, Red, and Pokemon Yellow, the first three games that came
Instinct,
out in Canada.
Respectively.
So is that Valor, Instinct,
Valor is red.
Yeah.
Blue is Mystic.
Yeah.
Mystic.
Yeah.
and yellow is instinct.
So Articuno is mystic.
Yes.
Zapdos is instinct.
Yep.
And Moltres is
valor.
Valor. Yeah. So basically, basically they've done that, and when you go to the Poké Gym, basically the one of the factions holds it. So when you hit level 5, you can choose a faction, and right now I'm just going to go to the yellow faction just because there's nobody in there. And I'm going to start the... I'm going to be the leader of Team Instinct.
What? I thought you were going to go red. Come on.
No.
Crimson Alliance.
No, I can't go to people who's already doing either one or the other. If there's already too much on those two factions, I'd rather be on the smallest faction first.
Mystic is the largest,
which is Articuno.
Yeah.
Blue. So I think it's going to be good. We'll see what happens.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. But that's basically what's taken up most of the time here.
You got to go out for like 3 minutes.
I tried to run to a Pokestop and it started raining.
And then it started hailing.
And I'm like, well, God doesn't want me to play Pokemon today.
Yeah, make sure to follow the Imbangium Snapchat.
Yeah, we're gonna try to catch as many Pokemon. We have an Imbangium Snapchat?
It's on your phone.
Oh, I should start using that thing then.
It's on your social.
That's sorry. Sorry, guys. Follow us on the Imbangium Snapchat. We've hit 11 episodes, and you know, yeah, we got claps. Yeah, yes, live studio audience. But he's snapping.
I'm in France.
Right? Oh yes, so. I haven't heard. I haven't heard that from you yet. There you go. No, but. What else is your, what's on your docket for Gay Perry?
My docket, we're gonna see Le Tour Eiffel.
Ooh.
Tomorrow. Demain. And then possibly try and go into the cathedral, the Notre Dame.
Nice.
Macaroon.
And then I've already had a macaroon, it was okay.
Can you bring back some macaroons?
I can try and bring it back. But you know how Canadian Border Patrol is like.
Yeah, they'll eat it for themselves, those greedy Canadian Border Patrols.
We're bringing back some foie gras.
Ooh, le foie gras.
Yeah. It's from a chateau in southern France. Yeah. Or rather, south of Paris.
So are you guys going to try some wine in France?
I don't drink, so I'm okay. But Ellie can have some wine.
That's good. Well, you know what?
If I wanted one, I would have gone.
Yeah. So the cool thing is, in the last 2 weeks, we had visitors from the Philippines. So everyone's traveling around this time of year. So
as you can tell.
Daryl's traveling and Ellie's traveling. For a wedding that happened in a castle. Did a banshee say hello? Any banshees? Leprechauns? No?
No.
How about some
elven
woodland fairies?
Are banshees from Ireland?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, in Ireland.
No, but
isn't everything from Ireland?
So you know how the ceremony was held in the castle?
Yeah.
We were supposed to stay in that castle too, but apparently we got like kicked out to the lodge.
What?
Which is like a 3-minute walk away from the castle, so...
How dare they?
I know. Anyway, as we were walking back, it was like 1 a.m, and it was pitch black outside because we're in the countryside.
Yeah,
in Kerry, basically, it was pitch black.
No, like black
as black
is
as pitch.
Is a, black is a color. Dark is a lighting term. It's pitch
Darian.
Dark.
It's no, pitch, Darian. Listen,
pitch dark.
Pitch black. The definition of pitch black is as black as pitch. Do you know what pitch is? It's tar. So that's the definition of pitch black.
So you should just instead of saying pitch black, you should say it was really pitch outside.
It was really pitch outside.
Son of a pitch.
Still pitch dark.
It was a pitch. Anyway, so we were walking back, and then Ellie was like, oh, do you think there's fairies watching us? And the thing that popped into my head was the Duende. Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
those are Filipino
dwarves.
Well, what's the fairies in the Philippines where, you know, those our grandmother
fairies.
Said...
They're just fairies. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, and then that came into my head, and then I was just super creeped out.
And then you ran?
Yeah, I got super creeped. I just, like, quieted
I got
down.
Super creeped right now just thinking
about it. Yeah, we're in the basement. Like, don't talk about scary stuff.
The Dulahan?
Ooh, the Dulahan.
You know how...
Durarara. Rarara.
Yeah, what's it called? The fairies come from the big trees.
Yeah.
There were a ton of big, like, old trees.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're safe. Hopefully nothing followed you from there.
I'm hoping not.
Yeah. No, hopefully our relatives who came from the Philippines didn't bring us in. That's our aunt and uncle and our little cousin. Yeah, that was... No, I have to bring this up right now. Is it just me, or is it super tiring when people come and visit?
It's extremely tiring.
Oh my gosh.
Because we're always waking up early.
Yeah.
And going to bed late.
Dear everyone who wants to visit us in Calgary, we love you, but I don't think we're going to be hosting y'all anymore. I'm just joking. If you do come and you spend the time to come, we'll treat you right. But it was really exhausting. We were driving like every single day, or at least when I joined them.
Well, you joined for
like three things.
Edmonton.
Yeah, I joined for.
Did you go to Drumheller?
No. Where was that one?
I think you only went to Edmonton.
No, well, Too High and Chris also.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I also went to Edmonton, and we saw the Clark House. And
oh yeah, that was basically back to back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I thought that is this my life? This is how my life is gonna end. It's just people coming and going. It's just so many people. And then on Rolo's side, they had like 11 people arrive from Ontario. So that was super crazy. Jeez, man. But yeah, that's what's happening in the Mbangium lifestyle right now. Aside from Pokemon, did you guys see that awesomeness called the Nintendo Mini NES?
The Nintendo Mini Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah, the Mini Nintendo Mini Entertainment System, yes. It'll have 30 classic games on it, and I'm thinking of getting it just for Emma. So when she's a little bit older, she gets to play all the games that I grew up with.
Would they not call it the... Yeah, never mind.
No.
The MNES?
The MNES. The M&M&S. I didn't think that they were going to do that. The only reason why I'm excited about it is not because of just the regular... This is Nintendo with the 30 games. The reason why I'm excited is when they do this for the SNES and the N64.
Yeah.
So that's
going to be ridiculous if they do that.
Do they still use cartridges?
No. It's hard drive.
It's all
SD.
Programmed in.
It's all programmed in. So preloaded. But... Those 30 games, those classic games, apparently were the top selling. And I think I've played almost every single one of those games, save for three or four of them that we weren't able to see. But I know for sure Excitebike's going to be in there. Super Mario 1, 2, and 3.
Are any of the Final Fantasy games going to be?
Yes, Final Fantasy 3?
Not sure.
Yes, Final Fantasy 3 will be in there as well. There's Legend of Zelda 1 and 2 is going to be in there, the North American release.
Oh, no, the first Final Fantasy.
Oh, the first Final Fantasy. There you go. Mega Man 2.
Zelda
Super Contra.
Zelda 2.
Yes, it's going to be good. Kirby's Adventure, it's going to be in there. Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Pac-Man, Punch-Out, Super Punch-Out. Well, not Super Punch-Out, but Punch-Out.
Donkey Kong.
Bubble Bubble. Balloon Fight. Castlevania. Donkey Kong Jr. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge. Oh my gosh, Daryl. these are all the games that our cousins had, and we were just like, I wish we had them.
Yeah, remember when we had to go to Kuya Jeff's place to play Super Knockout or yeah. Super Punch Out?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's. I think that's going to be good now. Yeah, people will. So there's some people who are like, whatever, you can just get them ported, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, yeah, but this is actually straight from Nintendo. This is not, and it's going to be a console, which is going to have HDMI, which will be ported upwards by Nintendo, the people who
created everything.
Everything for Nintendo. So if they're going to do that for the NES, I'll support this so that they can do it for the SNES.
They might.
That's a console that we didn't get when we were kids. Yeah.
Hey.
So, yeah.
You have TELUS internet, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you seen the offer that Shaw's giving?
Have you seen that?
What? What's the offer that Shaw's giving? Shaw is an internet provider here in Calgary.
So for new customers,
yeah,
you can get 150 download and 15 upload with a terabyte data limit
for
$50 a month or something like that.
For the first 3 months?
For the first year.
Okay.
And then the following year is only $80 a month.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And Darian, I would definitely suggest showing that to mom and dad.
Well,
that's for new Shaw
customers.
Only
right?
for 2 years,
at least,
though.
But at least for the existing users, they can switch to the $80 a month, which is definitely cheaper than what you guys are paying.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's insane. What are you going to do with all that speed?
Not being a third world country.
Third world internet country.
It's called developing country, boys. Let's be a little bit PC here.
Whatever.
Developing country.
You want me to be PC? I don't think so. That's gay.
So stupid. But yeah, $49.90 a month. That's crazy.
And what would that get you in France?
I don't know. I've never looked up prices
people,
here.
Yeah, actually, there's people who keep telling me that everything is stupid expensive in euro. What is your did you find is stupid expensive in euro there?
Some you try places to buy will some? Be expensive. Some places will not.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's basically it.
Oh, okay. I guess that's right. So, whatever.
I'm just trying to look up Paris internet prices.
So, what did I see? Oh, sorry. I smacked my lips again. ASMR for the week. Is my lips smacking?
Terrible.
Krispy Kreme apparently is coming back to Canada.
Isn't it already in Canada?
Well, it already is in Canada. But it plans to open up 50 stores in Ontario and Quebec in the next 5 years.
I mean,
just
that's still
they need to like
so
cut that
away.
They need to like cut that in half and then move the other half to BC and Alberta.
Yeah, they should, because we're fat cats here in Alberta, you know.
A Krispy Kreme. Tell everyone how we used to do our Krispy Kremes for 10 months here.
Yeah. I love Krispy Kreme so much that every time I got paid, I got 15 dozen donuts. I'm just joking. I got 3 dozen donuts every time I got paid. So 2 would be just the regular original. 2 boxes would be regular original. 1 box would be for me. The other box would be for the family. And then we'd share the 3rd box, which was the assorted types of donuts. So I don't know how they closed down. I was buying Krispy Kreme weekly, at least.
That was here?
Here in Calgary.
Huh.
So I don't know.
It's a Sunridge Mall.
So near Sunridge Mall, yeah, in the Northeast. Which apparently in the Northeast there's Charizards and Blastoise. So we're thinking of taking a trip. Francis wants to, at least.
She's probably already gone.
Or Francis has probably left already.
We'll tell him he can pick me up and then catch some Pokemon when he drops us off.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be some craziness that's going to be going on with this Krispy Kreme thing. I mean, it's a solid product. I don't understand how it failed, especially in Calgary. Like, don't the other problem too was Tim Hortons was right beside it too, right? So Tim Hortons.
Yeah, they tried to compete.
They did, there was no Tim Hortons there. There was just Krispy Kreme at the corner in that in the mall. And then, like the second or third year, Tim Hortons opens up across from it, and basically destroyed all their sales. Right? But Tim Hortons has other offerings, which is you know, sandwiches and donut holes, or Timbits, as we like to call it in Canada here. But like, how do you compete against the multi-provincial, national,
more than national now
company when they open across from you and all you sell are donuts and coffee, and your coffee's not that great? Sorry Krispy Kreme, but coffee's not that great. Fix the coffee thing and you might just win more people. But yeah, also, I don't think we talked about this, but earlier this month was Attack on Titan is coming out. The season two. Season two. It's going to be for spring 2017, which is going to be ridiculous. Which brings me up to another anime conversation. It's going to be Japanese and French. Shokugeki no Soma, which is the Food Wars anime. It is basically... ASMR. It's basically season two, and we've waited for it. Took a while for it to come back, but I feel that anime is starting to become a little bit oversaturated. Have you noticed that? Or is it because Crunchyroll is actually having it easier for us to consume the product?
I think so. I mean, how did we used to go? We went to animesuki.net and that was torrents.
And we bit torrented the crap out of those. And we didn't have to pay a monthly fee too, right? So
which is fine. I don't mind playing a monthly fee.
Well, the thing is though, is we didn't have to pay a monthly fee with Animesuki or Animesuki. But here with Crunchyroll, I find when you pay the monthly fee, you get a lot more for that monthly fee than you could ever imagine. Because you can go back years and years of anime that they have in their licensing deals, and maybe in other parts of the world, people are just watching all those old animes and stuff like that just because. But I don't know. I think it's worth it, but I find it hard to kind of focus when you see a new anime title come up and then figure out which one you want to watch, and we just have to rely on the star rating to so that we don't waste our time, right? because only the anime that would get translated was the anime that was actually good right
at the time
during the torrenting
era.
But now, since...
People are still torrenting.
So. Because they want the highest quality, right? Straight from Japan.
This is the main website nowadays.
What's it called? Nya. Nya.se.
Yeah.
So, the question is, for this anime stuff, does this tell you which is the most popular?
Look at the most torrented cedars and leeches.
But I think it's great. Before, we used to have to, you know, when we would take a look at, or someone would tell us that you should watch this, there were no star ratings, and we would you know, we would have to figure it out for ourselves. Like Beck, who knew? I just downloaded that because they said it was a musical anime and one of the greatest animes of all time, in my honest opinion. So, But yeah, that's basically what we kind of see. So people have been waiting for that Attack on Titan season 2 for a very long time.
2 years now?
Yeah.
3?
3 years?
I think it's 3.
Nah.
I think it's 3.
Sword Art Online was mid-2013.
A little correction. I think.
No, it was 2012. Sword Art was 2012.
There you go. Yeah,
Attack on Titan was the
2013
big one.
So it's been 3 years. There you go.
Yeah,
you've been corrected. There you go. But yeah, that's gonna be.
I mean, so I didn't watch it until streaming
circus.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Netflix is introducing the mixtape or whatever it's called? Mixter.
What's that?
What is that?
You basically add shows to a playlist.
Oh.
And then share it with a friend.
Oh.
It's interesting. That
just seems really simple.
They should have done that already.
Yeah. It sounds like something that should have already been there.
Another thing on the anime front, yeah. Blue Exorcist is coming out 2017 as well. That's all I wanted to. No Game, No Life. There's a movie coming out. It's just there's so much coming out. Anyways, I digress. I digress.
Mixer.
I wonder if Snoopy's Silly Sports Spectacular is going to be on that. On that Nintendo.
Maybe.
That'd be great. So, but why would you want to do that?
The Mixer thing?
Yeah. Like, I don't have friends. Is that how you recommend stuff to people, or
maybe
I think so.
They kind of promoted it as a, you know, you used to put songs together on a mixtape and then give it to people to listen. So it's basically the same kind of concept of putting together a bunch of shows that.
So you
like
have a limited amount of space. Along. Is that right?
No, I think it's just shareable playlists.
Okay.
I'll have to look into it a little more.
Yeah, well, you always tell us what to watch, so I think that's pretty good.
That's for people who watch so many things that they lose track of what they really like and want to share, right?
And then just keep watching.
It's basically like I guess it's gone from YouTube, but they used to have the favorite button. Like you had likes and favorites.
You still have favorites.
Really?
It's still there, I think.
It goes to a favorite playlist.
It goes to a favorites playlist. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You add it to your playlist.
Basically that. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
It's not that revolutionary.
We'll have to see. Is there more?
It's a good thing.
Well, we have to put a little bit of a correction thing from the last... the last podcast from the guy who died. The auto. It wasn't a guy. Those were all. How do you call this? Rumors that he had tickets and whatever. He just died because
he was going too fast.
He was going too fast and it failed. It should have calculated everything around it to stop him from crashing. But
how was he going too fast?
Wait, didn't we talk this already about?
Yeah, we did. We're correcting it because we said that he was driving like he was watching a movie or something like that.
He was watching a movie.
Was he watching a movie?
He was watching Harry Potter.
That's legit.
That's the real one. This is the one that you should be. No, he wasn't. Where did you read that? What's your source on the Harry
on
Potter?
On the internet?
Yeah.
It's always believable.
It was just...
Yeah, I thought they said that the way the sun hit the side of the semi, like the trailer part, made it blend in with the sky, and that's why it didn't recognize it, and it just went straight through.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, either way, I hope that they're still going to continue doing that. Plus, there's a Tesla death itself. Not auto, but someone died in one of his cars again. And what he said was, if he had the autopilot on, he wouldn't have died. So, because we're trying to get rid of human error, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's...
You want to get rid of human error? Get rid of the human.
Oh, that the prime directive. The prime directive. Oh, man.
Ultron.
Ultron, yes. It's called Tesla now. Renamed it Tesla. Oh, man. But, yeah, I think that's our time, boys. Is there anything...
Sounds like a plan to me.
Is there anything that you want to talk about?
We already did.
Anything that you want to say to your French and Irish fans now that you've been there? Did you have any meetups? Plus, Daryl IRL have his meetups and people were... Did they stop you on the streets like, oh, it's Daryl?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I do want to say how tiny our apartment, like our flat, is.
Yeah,
where we're staying here in France. Think about the place that Dad used to have in Montreal.
Is it the size of the basement?
And divide that by two.
Oh, so it's the size.
This place is tiny.
Is it the size of our basement, though? Would you say?
No, it's the size of Francis's room.
Wow. Whoa.
The bathroom.
Is in like the hallway, room?
And that's it.
The bathroom's in the hallway.
Oh.
Like when you walk in, there's a urinal and there's a toilet in the hallway.
Really?
Yeah. There's like a kitchen area, and that would be where the hallway is. And then Francis's room, and then the bathroom. That's it.
What? That's insane.
It's tiny.
Yeah, I'm glad we live
and
in
it's on the it's Canada. On the fourth floor of an old building, and there's no elevator.
Oh, that's
it's rough. Scary. It's rough. And by fourth floor, I mean the fifth floor, because the main floor that doesn't count as the first floor.
Because it's the main floor.
Because it's the main floor. It's main floor, first, second, third, fourth. So we're on the fifth floor of the building, but on the fourth floor of the apartment.
Are you going to eat escargot?
We already did. We had it last night. Or yum, yum, today.
How was it?
It was okay. It tasted more like butter and garlic than anything.
Yeah, that's how... Was it wiggling in your mouth?
Nah, it was okay.
No, did you sound like this for our ASMR part?
Are you planning to take any pictures like Mr. Bean?
I thought about it, but I'm Paris syndroming, man. I don't want to flash my camera,
your phone,
or my money or my phone.
You're fine, Daryl.
It's all limited. It's scary.
Darren, we shouldn't have brought it up. We shouldn't have brought it up. Now he's not going to enjoy Paris himself. Syndrome? No, enjoy yourself.
It's very common among the Japanese.
I am enjoying myself. I'm enjoying myself in my own way.
Very safely.
Yeah,
as safely as you can. No, you should be fine. Were you able to eat any crepes? They're like really, really thin pancakes.
Just say, I love really thin pancakes.
Did you have any, though, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yep.
I've had basically everything French you can think of.
Okay.
I had a croque monsieur. That was a good one.
Mm.
It's basically a grilled cheese sandwich with ham in the middle and cheese encrusted.
Oh. So what's another good French
I went down to the patisserie and I picked up a baguette. Patisserie. And I walked around with a baguette for a little bit.
Did you go, bonjour, monsieur, une baguette, s'il vous plaît?
Did you?
No.
Did you go, point
and say,
hi, can I get a baguette, please?
A baguette.
I know.
Can you baguette my baguette? Baguette my baguette.
I point at it and I go, like no face.
like no face.
Have you seen any mimes?
Oh, have you seen any mimes?
No, I haven't seen any mimes.
No? Are they just as elusive as leprechauns in Ireland?
I'll take a picture of a mime if I see one.
If you see a mime... Oh, are you going to go and try to find...
Mr. Mime?
Mr. Mime on Pokemon Go?
Oh, that'd be funny.
Are you going to find Moulin Rouge?
No.
No? That's a, I don't apparently think so. That's you, but it's the French cabaret. Da 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 da. No.
No.
Why not? So once you're done in France, you are headed back to Canada. Is that right?
Nope, I'm going to London on Tuesday. Going to
London. Oh, and then you can get your bangers and mash.
Yes.
Yeah. Make sure you try and find a place where you can get yourself a spotted dick and some Yorkshire pudding.
With, yep, that's the plan.
Oh, and maybe you can try to find where Simon Pegg's town is, where
he did the World's End.
World's End.
You should do You know what? I'm going to try some Indian food because it's supposed to be extremely good.
Yeah, you should find that. Well, actually, apparently, were you in Dublin?
He was.
I was in Dublin.
Oh, I should have told you to go and get yourself some curry fries or something like that. Did you be able to get that?
I'll get it in London. It's going to be better.
With curry. Damn. And so how long are you going to be in London?
Until Saturday, and then I fly back.
You fly back on 24th, Saturday. Right? On Dad's birthday,
I think,
right?
I'm pretty sure I land on the 23rd.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Damn it. Someone's got themselves a Flareon at the Calgary Tower.
That's my friend.
Oh my god. yeah, I think I land 6 p.m.
Okay, sounds good.
No, 8:40 p.m.
Are you actually recording every day?
So Ellie's sister forgot her SD card, so my second SD card went to her. And I'm filling up, so I have to look for a place to get a second SD card tomorrow.
Is there any future? I mean, sorry, Best Buys in France?
No, look for a supermarché.
There's no meilleur buys.
I don't think so.
meilleur achat.
No, get out of here. All right, I'm tired.
All right, buddy. You have yourself a good night. You guys, make sure you try and find yourselves in the tombs, in the sewers, catacombs. In the catacombs.
You got it.
You're going there though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I want to see pictures, and I want you to lick one of those skulls on the wall.
Nope. Yeah. No, I'm good.
Do it. It'll follow you home.
Have you been vlogging?
A little bit here and there, but I've been trying to enjoy my time.
Okay, that's good. Well, that's it. I guess that's our closeout discussion. Again, Daryl is in Europe, the European Union, and he's going to be headed to London after the Brexit. We'll see how he fares there. Daryl has a little bit of case of Paris syndrome, and hopefully not London syndrome, but he's nowhere close to Stockholm, so I guess that's a good thing. And this is, again, a fortnightly podcast. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Stampede just finished here in Calgary, one of the apparently the slowest stampedes in history, just because of our recession here, but that's okay. We'll get that thing right back and roaring again next year. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at Imbangium, Facebook at Imbangium. Download us on iTunes, YMBANGIUM, or find us on Google Play. And we're available there, also on SoundCloud too. So, and Spreaker. So we are everywhere on the internet, and we want to make sure that you guys are having a great day. To have a little peek on in what these Calgarian Filipino Canadians have when we talk about the internet every fortnight. Hopefully, you guys have had a great weekend, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Oh. Your site launched, right, Daryl?
Oh, yeah.
Check out Daryl.com, one of the sponsors of Imbangium. Also, another sponsor is NatalineDesigns.com, NATALINE Designs with an S.com, where she will be able to create
anything and everything you need design-wise for your business or wedding. So check them out. Check us out again in 2 weeks. My name is Brian.
My name is Darian.
And I'm Daryl.
All the way in Gay Perry.
Perry?
All right. You'll have a good week. Cheers.
Bye-bye.